So I think one of my favorite parts of the whole summer, not just in the context of the internship, but my entire summer, was getting to talk every week one-on-one with Jacob. Because I have never been a mentor for the internship before. So before it started, I was emailing Audrey, like, I'm kind of nervous about these one-on-ones. Like, I don't know what to ask. I don't know what to say. but it was amazing how, like, within the first week, we just hop on Skype and we're having a 30, 40-minute conversation without even trying. And I think a lot of the credit there goes to Jacob, because our relationship went both ways. It wasn't just me asking him questions or giving him advice. He was so honest and vulnerable with everything that was going on. And he also challenged me. He asked me questions. And so that's really a testament to his character. When I think of Jacob, the first thing I think of is his beaming smile and his optimism and his seemingly unending faith in humanity, which has inspired him to do all kinds of things. As some of you might know, he has given 2 TED Talks. This is going to be his third. He has started an organization called Love for the Elderly, which started small. It started with him writing letters to senior citizens and distributing them at senior citizen homes. And now it's grown into a global organization where he gets letters from all over the world and he helps to distribute them. He also this summer worked as a camp counselor, and he got to practice a lot of our values and lessons in that setting as well. So I don't want to take up too much of his time, so I'll let him take the floor. But Jacob, I just wanted to express a big hug of gratitude to you for the impact that you had on me this summer.
Thank you so much, Pranini, and you've impacted me just the same. Oh, I don't know what that was. So thank you so much for that very nice introduction. I don't think I can top Sahili's talk. That was very, very inspirational. I really enjoyed that. But I think I'm going to start with how I, with my journey to Kindspring, and then why I chose generosity and specifically selflessness to talk about today. So initially, I heard about Kindspring through social media. And when I was 13, I founded this nonprofit, and that's kind of what led me to discovering Kindspring. I had always been looking for a place to do some sort of like fun, creative engagement with all of my supporters. And right here was my answer, Kindspring's 21-day kindness challenges. After discovering these challenges, I instantly felt a certain degree of natural compulsion to this program of love and compassion. So after working with Kindspring for a couple of years, my eyes were opened to this like broader organization of service space, as well as its many different branched off programs. And so I found out about Laddership Circle internship, and I knew after reading about it that it was something of which I definitely wanted to be a part. And right after applying, I knew I had signed up to be a part of something amazing. I found myself on a one-on-one call with Audrey, greeted right off the bat by her charming smile and energetic charisma. After that, it was all just the same. I met Amit, Pranidi, and 3 guest mentors as well, and they were all just these sunshiny, genial people that had so much inspiration and insight to share. As the weeks of the internship progressed, I found myself really enjoying the internship, and one aspect of it that I really enjoyed was performing my individual service project, where I volunteered with KarmaTube reviewing uplifting, motivational videos that are designed to make the viewer take a second look to smile, sit back, and think, or even cry. It was also quite enjoyable to be able to chat with my mentor, Pranidi, each week about my internship project, core values, new thoughts and ideas, and just life as a whole. So thank you, Pranidi. Out of the entire internship, I think the hardest thing for me was sitting in silence. I'm typically one of those kids that's like constantly wiggling in their chair, clicking their pen, and fidgeting with his thumbs in this perpetual rotatory motion. So thus, meditation did not necessarily come easy for me on the first go. I remember the first few days I tried it, it was literally the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my whole life. But I got through it, and I actually found that it was really nice to just be able to sit in this atmosphere of silent solitude, reflect on my day, think, and just be at peace. overall, this internship has been phenomenal, and I've really gained so much from it. I especially transformed myself into a nicer Jacob, not necessarily in terms of being nice to those around me, because that's something that I've always tried to exemplify, but being nicer to myself. I often beat myself up over things, and I don't allow myself to really dig into my personal truth and what I believe. Rather, I often find myself being overwhelmed by external pressures to listen to everyone. And that often makes myself not have enough time to listen to myself. And this internship has totally changed that, and it's enabled me to realize the values and ideas that I hold closest to my heart. So now, after 9 weeks of this leadership circle, I think I can say with 100% certainty that I now know what matters to me more than I did before this internship started. And with that being said, if I had to pick one theme to represent for the next 365 days, it would be generosity. But specifically right now, I'd like to talk about the component of selflessness that so many of us get caught up in when trying to be generous. In my personal opinion, selflessness doesn't necessarily entail giving up what matters to you for the sake of others. And that's something that I've come to terms with over the course of this internship. Instead, it signifies this level of willingness to help others and look out for their best interests while still keeping in mind the values that are important to you. You have to look out for others at all times and be willing to sacrifice your own interests for another person. But altruistic idealism may be difficult to achieve at times, and sometimes even unhealthy, and therefore I think it's imperative to maintain this healthy balance of giving and receiving. Mm-hmm. I picked this core theme over others because it's a theme that I like to think I try to utilize in my day-to-day life, and it's specific to this internship, because this internship has totally changed the way I look at healthy selflessness. And week one, we talked about generosity, but I think that now after 9 weeks, I can really explore it even deeper. We've talked about things like truth, morality, kindness, and generosity. And these values all go hand in hand with what it means to be selfless and how you can manifest compassion and care while still thinking about you. I believe that everyone can work on how they're trying to look out for others rather than themselves, because we all deserve someone to watch over us. For me, my mom has been this person. My mom has really shown me what it means to be selfless. Since I was little, I've always admired how my mom looks out for others and tries to help those around her whenever and wherever possible. She's someone that I've always aspired to be like, and that particular quality, her undying compassion and her authentic love, it's really something special. Sometimes for me, when I try to embody the same selflessness as she does, I get a bit too caught up in it, and I totally blank out on remembering to think about me, because I'm constantly working on that. But I'm constantly working on this, and I'm honestly proud to say that I have a little bit of my mother in me. She is my number one supporter, and it just makes me so happy to know that this selfless, incredible person is someone I can call mom. This value of selflessness that's exemplified by my mother, and I'm always trying to exemplify, it's strung out far beyond words. Regardless of our situations, how much financial resources we have to give, or where we are, we all have the power to be not only generous, but selfless. I'm not a philosopher, nor do I try to pretend like I am. So I think that of all people, Mahatma Gandhi captured this obvious truth in just the perfect way. He said that such generosity, the kind that I'm talking about, it's contingent upon not the sum that's being given, but the manner in which it's bestowed. When we act for the sake of others and do it because of this genuine empathy and care and heartfelt motivation, we can make a much greater impact in the lives of those around us than if we simply do it purposed on extrinsic drives. In our leadership circle, we talked a lot about what it means to exhibit generosity and how we can lead our lives by giving in a moral and loving sense. since the circle, I've tried to personally extend my kindness beyond where my preconceived limits have been placed. And I've started being subtly more giving towards everyone in my life, strangers, family, friends. However, I've also begun to accept that I need to think about myself. And that's something that I never really used to consider. I never considered it necessary at all. And like, that's kind of sad. Why should I think about myself when I have others to think about? But now I've become a lot more well-rounded in every sense. And I think that though I've always tried to give, I'm giving even more now after our leadership circle has ended, both to myself and to those around me. Because there's nothing that says you can't think about yourself, your own interests, your own needs every so often. What I'm trying to say is that, like, you can be the most generous person on earth and still think about you, because our generosity is rooted in our hearts and our values. Ultimately, we can all make an impact by doing things big or small. And what I've realized from our circle and our amazing mentors is that you don't need to do something extraordinary to make an extraordinary mark on the world. Just as long as you have in your heart the genuine passion and love for others, then you too can be grounded in your values and be helping others. You can impact your family, start small, and then by exemplifying this outward giving throughout your day-to-day interactions, continue to inspire your local community, your city, and even the world. Anyone can fuel the fire for change if they try.
Woo!